Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius, descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
Don't let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say.
No, I didn't
pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
For the Michael Richards thing, I actually wasn't really that upset about him.
So real.
Yeah, it's super.
It's just because we don't know a ton of black people.
Hey, well, everybody.
Oh, God. Don't look at me.
That's the line I was waiting
don't
for.
Don't look at me.
No, way to put me on the spot, Lisa. What a jerk. You can look at the fucking clock right there. It's right in front of you.
Nailed him, Lisa. Way to go.
Way to go.
Got it, Lisa.
Now everyone thinks that I love Michael Richards. I don't love Michael Richards. I tolerate him just like he tolerates black people.
Just like he tolerates us.
Wow. Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast.
Yay.
This is episode 126 of the podcast.
Ooh, pickup sticks. Brought to you by Cheezies and Uncle Fun.
That's right.
Two different companies in one sentence.
Cheezy's, a gourmet grilled cheese store just across from the Comedy
restaurant.
Sports. Oh, that's right. They make all of their grilled cheese flavors into pizzas now as well.
And the Capri Sun, they sell fucking Capri Sun.
Get a dollar discount at Cheezy's by bringing your Octavarius show ticket.
Also, brought to you in part by Uncle Fun near Belmont and Southport here in sunny Chicago, Illinois. They are the goofiest store you will ever go to. And I mean that in the most positive way possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Anything from a toaster that imprints the image of Jesus onto your toast, to fake ramen packages, to goofy hats, to a giant tiger.
I'm purchasing a rubber chicken from them this week. Spoiler alert.
Wonderful. You know what's also great about Cheezy's is they all the drinks, no matter what you get, are always $4.
Yeah, man.
And they have some delicious beers on draft to make some wonderful cocktails as well.
Cocktails.
I missed the Groupon this time around.
Chicago,
I'm pissed.
Me too.
There's a Groupon? Oh.
They do a Groupon every month. That's what's so wonderful about them is you can always get this like four sandwich, two sides deal for $17.
Oh.
And two drinks.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Cheese is such a great company.
Anyway, without any further ado, let's start off way at the far end of the room and sound off.
Howdy, partners. It's Mark.
Oh, hi there.
It's Scott.
Oh, hi. It's Gustavi.
Howdy, it's Cloud.
Howdy. Brian.
How you doing, y'all? Tins.
Hey there, it's Chris.
Man, fuck Tins. It's Keith.
Yeah.
Nice callback.
We're missing LP because he has just welcomed his new family. His two daughters.
I know.
This week, past weekend.
He is now with child.
Healthy baby girls.
Yes.
Catherine and Amelia, welcome to the world.
So
it
cute.
Is scary here.
5 pounds, and 4 ounces, 5 pounds, 6 ounces, respectively.
Very
healthy,
healthy
baby
I
girls,
to,
all the fingers
twins.
And toes.
I got
all
to hold Catherine today.
I got a lot of money on Catherine. I think Amelia's going to be...
Wait, which
something.
One was heavier?
Catherine.
Both going to be very, very attractive.
Here's the thing. Catherine's totally the diva.
Already?
Amelia, she's a trickster.
She's very sneaky. Mm. I can
okay.
already tell.
Okay.
It's clear. It's super clear. Like, just hold them. You'll know.
You oh,
fuck.
Shit, you guys.
Oh, shit,
what, dude?
What's
oh,
up, man?
No.
What?
You got the mailbag, right?
What?
What's that?
What is happening?
What?
How
what?
Does Tins not get fired for this?
Where?
Every week.
Where? I don't know. I mean, really, I've been just running this podcast, and nobody has tried to dethrone me yet. Anyway, I forgot the mailbag, I guess is my point.
Got your back, Tins.
Whoa.
Got your back.
Now thanks, Mark. You're the
you
best.
Really should
that's,
be promoting Mark.
Mark's always coming covered.
He's so ready.
No one's going to hear
I
that.
I knew it.
No one heard that for sure.
Ooh, no, I heard a little bit and it was gross.
this letter comes to us from one Elka Pone.
Wow.
And Elka writes, back in my day, a lot of things was prohibited. And I bet you there's still some things that are prohibited right now. What are your thoughts about all those things?
It's to Murgatroyd.
Spot on.
Did you know that even letter writing is prohibited in my time? Oh shit, they're coming. They're coming.
They always bother to write oh shit whenever something's happening to them in the
letter.
But
is there anything up with that?
No, it just trails off there. Oh no, I'm sorry. Wait, right here at the very end it says drums. Drums in the dark.
Oh,
and
God.
Then it trails off again.
Good thing he knew what Lord of the Rings.
What's up with that?
Thanks, Alka.
Really?
Thank you, Alka.
I hope he's doing okay. He's
Alka.
Prohibition, that's... I'm so glad Mr. Pone... Pone... or
no, it's
Mr. Pone.
Pone.
Mr. Pone wrote us. Because this weekend, I'm going to be hosting Octavarius' show this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a sneakeasy, which is not a speakeasy.
No.
Not to be
very
confused.
Similar.
Very
the premise for our show this weekend is that comedy is banned, and there's a prohibition on comedy, and that Octavarius will be running its very own sneakeasy, and the front is that it is a lizard exposition, kind of like in Moe's Tavern during the Beer Baron episode. It was the best damn pet shop in town.
Mm-hmm. Don't give everything away.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just the premise.
Well, they better know it's about lizards.
They should know the premise.
Because comedy's not allowed, man.
That's the idea. Mm-hmm. But
and if you come with anything related to lizards, you get the discount.
Yes, right. Anything lizard related will get you a discount. So even if it's Thunder Lizards, the cartoon, or Thunder Lizards, the dinosaurs, I will accept.
Perhaps a Magic School Bus t-shirt would also apply.
Oh, that's pretty great.
I don't know if I am familiar with Thunder Lizards.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember Thunder Lizards?
I do not.
No.
They were short on Eek the Cat.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
I know you all know Thunder Lizards. It's just a thing. You probably saw it. It was probably by mistake.
The Terrible Thunder Lizards is the full title.
Oh, is that what it is? The Terrible Thunder Lizards? Is humans and the dinosaurs were very advanced and had technology, whereas the humans were kind of idiots. And I thought it was just such a fun concept for a cartoon. We'll watch it later. But anyway, Prohibition.
Yes.
You know, Prohibition is such a weird thing. In this country, we prohibit a lot of things, but we also tout freedom a lot, and we are famous for having our prohibition in the 20s.
Yeah.
Where alcohol was prohibited.
1920 to 1933.
What was that, the 16th Amendment? 18th Amendment?
That I
didn't. It was the 18th. 18th Amendment.
18th, because 18th prohibited you from drinking, age 18, and the 21st Amendment repealed it.
Yeah.
What was that?
21.
Yeah.
It's called. I've been watching Boardwalk Empire again in preparation for the next season coming out.
I actually have only seen one episode. That show's really good, huh?
It's really good. I like it.
It's
slow, but...
It brought back the Pimm's Cup drink, which is great. I love the Pimm's Cup.
Must be pretty cool to have HBO!
Don't worry, we don't have it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just canceled it.
What are you talking about, Cloud? What?
Go to secret websites.
Go to secret websites. Yeah,
Lisa steals a lot.
Which is also prohibited.
Only one time to see if it actually worked.
And then every time.
And it did.
So, the only prohibitions that I know of right now, currently, you know, we have the drug war, which is going on currently.
Drugs.
And then
I want to buy my heroin. Thank you.
And then, do we have any other prohibitions?
Haggis.
Well,
I'm online right now.
Haggis is prohibited?
Yeah, really? Yeah, you can buy it in Canada, but haggis, for those of you who don't know, haggis is the heart, lungs, and liver, basically the innards of a sheep, boiled in its own stomach. They consider it too much of a health hazard. There's a lot of health hazard things. There's, I don't believe in here, but like, raw milk and raw cheese, like unpasteurized.
Oh yeah, you can't buy
cheese.
That here.
Yeah,
either.
And there's a lot of purists. There are a lot of like cheese snobs who are like
fucking
tastes better.
Snobs.
And but they, you know, things are when things are prohibited, it's usually for safety reasons. They say it's too dangerous for people to have. It's too unhealthy. The government needs to prohibit them for our own good.
Did you guys hear about the thing in California, the new law that they can't have foie gras?
Foie gras?
Foie gras.
Oh, really?
We have a foie gras band in Chicago.
Duck.
Which
Hot
Dogs.
Duck.
Hot Dogs famously broke it. They got raided by the police.
Yeah.
They served
no
a foie gras
yeah.
sausage.
Which I have eaten, the foie gras hot dog.
What a fucking boring criminal. Ass job.
I have eaten foie gras a few times.
They force feed a dog, right?
Yeah, it's...
It's like veal in that same way, where it's horrible and it's terrible, but
it's a goddamn so duck, good. Man.
God, it's tender.
Ducks have feelings.
Ducks are fucking stupid as shit.
Ducks are
animals have emotions.
When
I'm going out on a limb here. But ducks are dumbass fucking creatures.
They have hearts and mates.
Ducks rape other ducks.
All birds are so stupid.
So although the thing that drove me to try foie gras was that it was prohibited, and I never tried foie gras until it was prohibited.
It's just so exciting.
Yes, right?
Yeah. No, I mean that's the whole like, you know, ever since you're a kid. Whenever someone says, don't do that, well, guess what you really want to do?
Well, you're like, why?
But why not? Because
why can't I do it?
Especially when you see
it.
Other people doing it. Like, when if you've ever had, you know, a parent or relative who smokes, who says, don't smoke. It's bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, yeah, I know it's bad for you. Why do you do it? It's like, because it's addicting. Like, well, why'd you get addicted to it? Well, because it tastes good and it feels good. Okay, I want to try it. No, you can't.
Nuh-uh.
It's like rock hard. That's what you don't want to do.
You don't want none of this shit.
Ah, that's the best. Yeah. I mean, Tim Meadows, you did a great job in that. Tim I would Meadows love to talk about your hard. Performance over pizza if that's ever
Tim Meadows, come
in.
See our show.
I...
You fucking prick.
He deletes my Facebook post now.
Edit point.
Come on, dude.
Nice man.
Thank you, Tim.
Nice
You know, and I feel like when we prohibit things like that, that's what really, I feel like if we really wanted to do away with foie gras, it would be something socially and more of a thing that we as a people decide, you know, against. Like one thing that is kind of starting to go to the wayside is plastic bags.
Because mm-hmm. there's so much waste, they cause so much garbage.
Yeah, they cause so much
they
so
cause
much
so much
to the,
convenience.
Yeah, but they're so convenient and they're so great and
recyclable.
And so it's things like that that I feel, you know, kind of make you want to do those things more. You know, a big thing, what's so crazy to me about prohibition is, especially right now, we the one that sticks out the most to me is our prohibition on marijuana. We have so many national polls that say that over half of the nation believe that it should be legalized and taxed.
Or decriminalized.
I'm only talking about legalized and taxed because a lot of marijuana users don't want it taxed because they don't want their money to go to the government. So there are a lot of marijuana users that don't want it to be legalized and taxed. They want it to be illegal, but just decriminalized so that they can still fly under the radar. Here's the question that burns in my mind.
All right.
When over half of your country believes that a law should be changed, like they're having criminal thoughts, when over half your country is sympathetic to criminals, then should you change the laws to make it so that not half of your country is a criminal?
No, because you need to think of the children.
Think of the children.
But really, honestly, like,
I think when all those people voted, they were under the mind-altering influence of marijuana, and they don't know what they're doing.
Well, here's the thing, Brian. The thing is, it's all about conflicting interests. That's why the original prohibition was so... You know, the reason why it went through was it united a lot of these interests that were otherwise against each other. You know, the women's right to vote... and, you know, the other political parties, it was just kind of this perfect firestorm where this became something they could unite around.
Like a symbol.
Which is why...
Women were a big part behind Prohibition. There were a lot of women...
Right?
That started it, only because...
They were a huge part of it.
Because
they didn't have
much... With marijuana, there is a, you know, you've got, like people, when you poll them... Like, they want it legalized, but that's not necessarily voters. You know, the people who are very passionate about this aren't typically the people that go out there and organize politically. And that's a big thing is, you know, how organized are you? And, you know, you have to remember, there, you know, the people who finance these people's campaigns, you know, you've got Big Pharma, which people, there's a lot of people who, for their stress and stuff, would rather just smoke pot than take a bunch of medicine. You know, there's the private prison industry, which is huge and has huge lobbies and makes a lot of money putting people in jail.
Is there a huge private prison industry?
Oh, yeah, yes.
I know that there is a private prison industry. I didn't know that it was large.
Big money. And it's the unions. It's the prison guards unions.
One of the biggest, has most criminals like in the world.
Private prisons do?
Just in general, this whole country has.
Oh, I know this country does.
Well, that's because of private it's profitable for them to keep people in jail.
I think the thing with private prisons is that it's not like they're a massive industry, but they spend a really disproportionate amount of their money on lobbying. Because they could change the law and totally screw them.
And the guards, I mean, their stories, and it is kind of this like fucked up situation we've got into where, you know, we lock up so many people for marijuana, and then if we were to let all these people go, you know, there are small towns with giant prisons, and the prison employs half the town, and if you let all these people out of jail and the prison can't function anymore, you essentially cripple your own economy.
Yeah. Plus, you think, how easy is it to be a prison guard for just a bunch of drug, like, potheads? Like, they really aren't threatening. They're not going to cause a lot of stir.
Well, that's why I want them to close Guantanamo so much, because we have so many prisons that are empty here that we can just take those Guantanamo dudes and bring them here.
Yeah, I don't want them in my country.
What the fuck are they going to do?
Send them away.
They're in Illinois right now. Some of them are.
I hope all of them come here. We have a great prison just, I think it's in Rockford, that's like empty and it's like state of the art. Bring them here. And bring their money to Illinois.
Well, the problem is with the states is all the people of the states tell their senators and their congressmen, don't you fucking dare bring those people here. Then they have to vote no. And then we're stuck.
Yeah, they're like, don't bring them into my town. I don't want them getting loose and killing my baby. Yeah.
They're terrorists. They don't kill things quickly. They make an elaborate
plot. But what about my baby, people?
They make an elaborate plot, and then they end up taking over Nakatomi Plaza.
The first step of that plot is to kill my baby.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things, and that's the thing. It's becoming harder and harder now, but it is one of those arguments where you can make the argument, you know, if you paint someone as, you know, sympathetic to criminals or soft on crime or, you know, anti, like, you can do that, and it's hard. You know, there's a reason why Bill Clinton and, you know, all these other guys who used to have a lot of political power have come out for marijuana legalization, but not when they actually had the power to do something about it. It's because as soon as you do, you're painted with all the pothead stereotypes.
I feel funny about marijuana legalization.
Well, where did all the stereotypes come from? Because I feel like...
A lot of them stem from truth.
Some truth.
Yeah, and a lot of exaggeration in characters in movies. And there's a lot of information that's either false or very skewed. Like,
well, did you guys ever see Reefer Madness?
Oh, yeah, Reefer Madness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I own that.
Yeah, we have
the new one or the old one? There's the original and then there's a musical.
Both.
Oh, really?
I've seen both. Yeah, no. I don't think I've seen either.
The musical.
Of the musical DVDs include the original, propaganda film.
Yeah, I've only seen the original.
The original propaganda film.
It's not a propaganda film. Awesome. Yeah, it's
dude, if you look at it from the point of comedy, it's brilliant.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's so fake. It's so exaggerated and ridiculous that it's almost as if someone made a caricature on the, like, as if there was a propaganda film made first, and this propaganda film was made to parody it.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. It's great.
But wasn't it also rooted a lot in race, too? Because a lot of the stereotypes stem from, like, minstrel characters.
I'm on about.com.
And a lot, the whole jazz nightclub.
That's why it really was made illegal, was because of Mexicans smoking it and blacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they'll keep those groups oppressed in the 30s.
Yeah, and website? I mean, that's really...
That's what. Yeah, I'm on about.com on civil liberties, and this is the 7 reasons why marijuana is illegal. One is it was perceived as addictive. It was it had quote unquote no accepted medical use, and it has historically been linked with other narcotics such as heroin, and things like that. Perceived as a gateway drug, which most people are familiar with. It is associated, which I think is also true, with an unfashionable lifestyle. I do feel like the hippie
like eating a can of beans.
Well, it's a,
mentality.
It's
but
a
I mean, it's a conservative.
I find that the marijuana users and the stereotypical marijuana user is generally a lot more of an Eastern philosophy than a Western one.
Yes.
And they're
well, I think there's different types of marijuana users as well, just like there's different types of drunks.
Yeah. Well, they had them in Half-Baked. They have
exactly.
A pretty good one.
Not that that's the most reputable film to be quoted for our argument.
In terms of marijuana films, I feel it's up there.
Well,
it's
the thing is, when you pass a law, you know, there's the people who are going to be happy with the law, and then there's the people that are going to get fucked over by the law. So whenever you pass a law, it's really convenient if you could say, hey, group of people I know that are going to vote, we have this law that totally dicks over this other group of people that we don't like. And the reason why nobody likes them is because they don't understand. And at the time, when it was a very ethnic thing, when it was, okay, there's all these Mexican people, they're smoking marijuana, and that's something you can rally your people around, whereas now, most of the voters have smoked it. Or they know someone who smokes, and it's much harder to beat that point home. And it's why gay marriage is becoming more accepted. It's because when you start to know gay people and be friends with them, and it's harder to try to fuck them over with the law.
I agreed with you so much, I nodded at the mic.
I saw that. apparently, it was William Hearst. I don't know if you're familiar.
Yes,
William Randolph Hearst.
William Randolph, famous yellow. I'm sorry.
Hearst Castle.
I've been to his
castle.
He's a famous yellow journalist. And
also
the subject
of Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Yes, he made it his goal to wipe Hebb completely off the map. One, a lot of it was because against Mexicans is what I'm reading. He thought that it made them rape people, I guess. Mm. It says white men, surprisingly enough. But he had invested in the timber industry. And of course, hemp. It's a very lucrative alternative to paper and rope.
Yeah, that's what I read too. That it was against it for business.
So it's
like has big history.
Yeah, yeah, it's so. Just so crazy how that came along. But what worries me because it'll probably I think marijuana will be legalized very soon, or at least decriminalized. But if it's legal, what worries me about if it's legalized?
Be more expensive.
It just opens up such a large new industry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
it'll be more expensive because I think so. If it's legalized and people can make it and grow it, it's extremely it's not that expensive to do.
Yeah,
if you have a lot of competition in the market, it's going to be cheap.
But then, not only that, but then will there be additives? And then, what will people do to make it?
But plus, there's going to be weed beer, and there's going to be as soon as that is okay, it's going to be in so many other things.
I mean, it will be an economic boon. I think it would be so good for everyone monetarily wise, but I'd be scared for what people would do to it. I don't trust the corporations.
Alcohol will be hit. They've done studies in other countries where they've legalized it, and when sales of legal marijuana go up, sales of alcohol go down.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, it's been demonstrated in some of these other countries where, and that's the thing, alcohol, another huge industry,
stop it.
Deep pockets. Yeah, they're big in stopping it too because.
But that's a missed opportunity. I mean, think of Bud Light. The marketing is right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Budweiser.
Bud. With Bud under.
Budweiser.
This Bud's for you with weed.
It won't make you wiser. Budweiser.
What are other countries' laws about marijuana? Like Europe, for example.
Some countries. It's about the same. It's not legal in most European countries, other than the Netherlands.
When Nixon announced the drug war, we expected every other country that is an ally of us, and we had them sign treaties to say that they would also enforce that. And, not everybody does it, enforces things the same way. Obviously, Mexico has their issues, but...
Well, that's mostly... Their issues are stemming from us, because we have those drugs illegal. They're turning to organized crime and all that stuff. And they're, fucking beheading people in the streets and shit, man.
It's
fucking no thank you.
Where is this?
What? In Mexico.
Mexico. Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's because
that little
of
fucking
our
thing underneath our country.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Like, that's part of what makes me want to be like, ah, oh, let's just make it legal, because, God, we got to stop these people getting their heads cut off.
Oh, man.
It's awful.
Scary,
it's awful.
Shit, dude.
There's so many terrible things.
Yeah,
like, found us at the highway or
yeah,
something.
Like, the cartels
dead
just
bodies.
Fucking
like,
run
like
the country.
God, let's just make it legal. Stop the shit. Stop
the
shit.
The cartels do such crazy shit, you can't even believe it's real.
Yeah.
Apparently they have their own, like, cell phone network. What they did was they kidnapped a bunch of these, like, big, like, you know, tech guys. They're good. They had them build a parallel
what?
Telecommunication system that only the cartel could use, so they couldn't be tracked.
Wow.
So they couldn't be. So
they had like
these
satellites
guys,
and shit.
They kidnapped like Tony Stark.
Yeah,
I mean,
they kidnapped
him.
They had him create a parallel system, and then they murdered them all.
What?
And they do. And this
what
is the shit. And I'm a big Breaking Bad fan. We're doing our Breaking Bad show in a couple weeks. And you see that, and like some of the things they do, you know, like these ridiculous things on the show, and you're like, oh man, this is so, you know, that's kind of a stretch. And then you like actually read about the cartel, and like, yeah, they hire people. Like they just have like looking for work. Like they put out wanted ads to hire people. They make songs about, like, they'll make songs and music videos about the legendary like drug dealers and the big drug dealers.
What?
And people will actually bring them in. To be like, hey, you're the famous one from the song, and then they'll like kill him, and it's like
it's
just craziness.
According to I found a couple of the legality of cannabis by country, and most countries actually it is illegal or decriminalized.
Yeah.
But in the following countries, it is actually legal. Hold on, just one second. In Finland, it's illegal, decriminalized for medical use. Where was it? In Pakistan, it is legal. In Peru, it is legal. In Mexico, it's just decriminalized. In the Netherlands, it's just decriminalized. And
Ecuador, decriminalized.
Yes, and in the USA, it actually says legal/illegal.
Because of the medical.
And that's a whole nother fucking thing.
If you go to California,
look, sometimes you're really
like,
sick and you need a cake.
that's the weird thing about the medicinal marijuana in California.
It's ridiculous.
It is a joke.
But
it's
the awesome. Same
thing. You could buy a cake.
I am not
you
going
can
to
buy
go on
a sheet cake.
That serves 200, I believe.
Yeah, it's 200 servings of pot. That's ridiculous.
Okay, that's pretty silly. But at the same
that's pretty
time,
silly, but check this out.
We're walking around all fucked up anyway. You know, everyone's taking all these pills. Everyone's stressed. Everyone's got anxiety. Everyone's got depression. And I mean, it, you know, people. Good for you. People,
are you on any decongestants?
Yes.
People mock it like, oh, medicinal marijuana, you're not really sick. But, I mean, realistically, people are treating themselves for all these things that probably, you know, maybe some of them, like, would be fine if they smoked pot.
We also have to understand that, like, just by taking any medicines, we are putting different chemicals in our body. And your brain has effects by chemicals. Mm-hmm. Like, some of them are listed side effects. But those are only, like, common side effects. So you can have unique side effects to medicines. That's why some people have terrible reactions, obviously, to medicines. So just the whole fact that we have a huge system of different drugs that we have are allowed to have testing on and work toward, like health issues. And even strains of pot are used in medicines that are, like, prescription medicines. But it's so, like, distilled, changed, and, like, warped that it's not called pot anymore. So it's just, like, an ingredient, so it's somehow okay. They do that with cocaine a lot, too. But we are already putting all these weird things, and they all have mood effects. They all affect who we are. Everything, even the food you eat, affects how you behave.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the drug companies want you to use their drugs, not these other drugs.
Oh, yeah.
That's
this is all about.
It's the long and short of it. These are billion-dollar companies.
Yeah,
billions.
All about,
hundreds of billions.
Yeah,
it's
drug
so
companies.
Scary about the power of corporations.
Oh,
versus the power, and I feel like a corporation is close to a drug cartel, yeah. But a corporation is registered with the government.
They control everything. They like brainwash.
Not as many,
but they could do just as much terrible damage.
No, it's
but because
sad.
they are known as a corporation, we're able to at least monitor some things.
They don't control everything. They're one of many powerful influences on our lives. And it's really funny to see how, you know, like we were saying, how sometimes these really contentious things create kind of strange bedfellows in politics. And you see the corporations, but you see the people opposing them. It used to be just like the hippies and the artists and stuff. And now you're seeing, you know, the Catholic Church is fighting back against the cartel, and they're trying to do this giant pushback.
Do you think the Catholic Church would be more pro booze, pro pot?
Someone looked me up and backed me up on this. I believe the Pope has said something recently about pot.
What?
And Pat Robertson, the voice of the Christian right, televangelist, the guy who said we deserve 9/11 because gay, you know, we're tolerant of gay people. He's come out against the drug war, and you're starting to get these groups that formerly. You know, you think of the Catholic Church, you think, oh, you know, they're brainwashing and they're on the wrong side of all this stuff. But for whatever reason, how these interests have aligned between these competing groups, they're becoming the opposition to this. And you've got a country that largely is against it too. And you just figure, eventually, it seems like there's so many people on the left and now on the right. If someone just grabs this issue, like, as like a desperate ploy for like the presidential race or something, you're gonna pick up a big chunk of people.
I'm just so fascinated about a majority of Americans having criminal thoughts. Like, and then you have to change the rules so that you're not a country of criminals.
Chris,
I think that's just so fun.
By the way, Chris, I tried backing up your fact. It still could be true, but all I could find so far is a stoner who apparently goes by the Pope of Dope. You can find him at thepopeofdope.org.
Org? It's an organization?
It's a 501c3.
It's his organization.
There's that band Smoking Popes.
That is
the
band.
The Smoking Popes.
Yes.
I don't think that... I think that's about as close as it gets.
I have an internet update from the chat room and online. We found out that the prison that you were talking about is closer to Iowa than it is in near Rockford.
Good. Terrorists can escape.
My bad.
Iowa. Yes. Thank you, Alyssa.
We
also
Twin Cities.
What?
Twin Cities, not
Iowa. I'm getting some fun Quad times
cities.
In the chat room.
Oh, Quad Cities, yes. Quad Cities.
Whoever goes by the moniker The Man thinks Chris Bogue is soft on crime. and so we're just talking about conservatives, a lot about Chris Bogue's eyes, so I think this is your brother or something.
You know, I have my slogan. I've decided if I ever had to run for office and I had to make pot like one of my like signature platform issues, my slogan would be "Let's bankrupt the criminals," and I would try to run it as an economic issue, and say there's, you explain how much money is going into the drug war. You say these people are murdering people on the border, causing all these problems down there. This money could be going in our economy. Let's bankrupt the criminals. Let's take over their economy. Let's give it to the American farmer man and the American free market, and have freedom for everybody.
I might vote for me.
I'm not going to vote for a felon.
Smoke out the grill.
Going back to like what we were saying before, what Keith was saying about how, like, you know, you don't really know what's in everything. I feel like there's more harm in being, you know, over-prescribed things or being prescribed the wrong things. And like I've seen so many times, people are prescribed pills that they don't need, and then these crazy side effects. Like,
it's a broken system. Is what you're
trying to say. It's just, that's way worse than just. Like, I feel like these drugs have so many crazy side effects as opposed to, like, weed, which is just like, oh, you feel a little silly and you chill out. So it's
but
like the problem is really.
Some
I don't know.
Freak
the problem,
out about it,
Chris Bogue.
But the problem is really
know,
in, like, the drug
says
companies.
He wants to fix the system.
I know. I mean,
like, oh,
I know some Germans who just can't handle weed. They seem to.
I don't
know
if you want to tell that story.
I'm not going to, of course, but okay. I'm gonna hint at it for our benefit.
It's a pretty good story for our benefit.
But you know, some people do react to it in a very bizarre way.
It's probably just a specific German. I wouldn't say it's all German people.
Okay, so here's.
I'll go ahead and say all German people. I'll throw a buck on it.
If the trade-off was to make pot legal, you had to make something else illegal.
Oh boy!
What would you make illegal? Wait. That would be big enough that people would consider the trade.
Something.
Cheeseburgers.
Fuck you.
Oh,
no way.
Shit. No, 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 no,
what
no.
What am I going to eat when I smoke pot?
Ribs. The rib market.
Catch 22, man. Explode. Catch 22.
Do you have one, Scott?
I love cheese rolls.
I've never had it.
What was it?
So it's like an acceptable
something
sacrifice.
I've never have. What's something like equal?
Yeah, like a big
that people are
thing.
That people are really gonna miss.
You know, like 75%
People wait, miss. I need to know who is the judge that's going to say this is good.
Dude, it's
enough.
President Vogue, right, man. He's gone mad.
Okay, right, you need to do it. You need to figure out the thing that actually does all like the Ooh. Boogeyman things they say marijuana does. You find the thing that actually does that. And
alcohol.
No,
I got,
alcohol is pretty cool. Man.
I would say that alcohol has made like, I mean, that's it's saying a lot, but certainly there are cases where alcohol has made people rape other people.
Yeah.
Alcohol has killed people. Mm-hmm. Alcohol drives people apart and makes you hurt. It hurts relationships.
Abuse.
It actually does the things. It makes people like jump off
but
roofs.
I've heard people like I've heard people drop out of college driving. and say I dropped out of college because of pot. Pot made me drop out of college.
I've never
and
heard anyone.
But it didn't kill them or make them rape anybody.
No, but that's the thing. You say, you know, if you rape someone, you know, a rapist doesn't. Alcohol didn't turn you into a rapist. You were a rapist, and you allowed alcohol as your excuse.
Yeah.
You know, but like, we wouldn't rape
but
someone.
But pot doesn't give you an excuse.
But some people use it as an excuse.
Yeah.
I would use anything as an
people,
excuse.
People will do stupid shit and say, oh, well, I was high. Like, that gives them a pass.
Well, then what are you going to find is the trade-off, then?
I got
in
the on the chat room,
other than alcohol.
A good one is porn.
Porn.
Oh, boy.
Ain't never going to
happen. That.
Can you? Would you prohibit porn for marijuana?
I would rather pot than porn.
Yeah.
What about
pot over porn?
Yeah, I can jerk off to thoughts.
Okay, I can draw something in my room.
But then, what's pornographic?
It's not going to be very
what's pornographic.
Well, then
you
have to go down like. Well, I mean, you could say something like 50 Shades of Grey. That's pornographic. Material.
Whatever. I don't read that
like
shit.
Pictures with vaginas in it.
But people do. A lot of people do.
Well, I guess you'll just have to get it from your book dealer, man.
Yeah,
oh man,
it'll be illegal. But
there's
going to
be people fucking
about this
book because book dealers.
Oh man.
What about milk?
I would argue you need milk.
Okay,
if
you're...
Does that include
not
cheese?
Not necessarily.
We'd regulate it, of course. Milk could be in products.
Milk's not regulated is funny.
No one's regulating this milk.
It could be in food products already. Mothers will obviously be able to dispense breast milk to their children.
Dispense.
What do you call it, feed? You will just not be able to purchase milk by
any
itself
kind?
As a product.
Not even like soy milk.
What about people?
Soy milk's not milk.
What if you own a cow?
Just milk.
If you own a cow, you can milk it and sell the milk to the government, where they'll make it into
you can
you
only
know,
do
cookie
that.
Dough and like candy bars
and baking goods.
Dude, they have to.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
the idea that
necessary.
Like I would assume if you had a cow, it'd be like if you had a grow closet,
dude.
Like they'll kick open your basement door.
They'll tip over your cow,
dude. I fucking bet.
Whoa, look at all these cows.
If milk was illegal, then breast milk would there would be a black market for breast milk.
That's like the foie gras. That's
you
like
can
the good shit
right now. There, it's not so much a black market, but you can sell your breast milk online.
You can. Yeah. That's true.
To just enthusiasts or
yes.
whoever is willing to buy it.
Like,
I don't know.
It's a
creepy
science.
Guy in his basement.
Why is a guy doing it? How's the guy giving you milk?
Hot damn, my Amazon package arrived.
What is it, a GameCube?
So no, it's another bag of breast milk. Throw it on the pile.
All right, I found a website that you can buy and sell. You can buy and sell breast milk.
Breast
Who,
milk
what
enthusiasts?
Do you think is the name of this website?
Okay.
It's pretty
Breastmilkenthusiast.com.
Wait. First of all, how legit does this website appear?
It looks pretty legit.
Would you consider this to be a milk dispensary then?
Oh,
God.
Oh man, this has got
ads.
I would say like something with the word mammary.
Okay. Anyone else?
I just looked it up.
Why did you cheat?
As I'm tweeting it to our Twitter.
I'm going to say the...
How many words?
I'm going to say...
It's three words.
Mother's Depot.
Mother's Depot's good. All right. Mark, do you got one?
Man's Breast Friend.
Oh, jeez. That's
pretty good. The correct answer is only the breast.
I got the pun right.
Simply the breast.
You can buy, sell, or donate your breast milk.
I want a donation. How?
Well, how?
Well, I should go to how then. Hold on.
I want to know, what is the price for a gallon of breast?
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude. I don't think you get it by the gallon. That's a lot of breast milk.
Here's the thing, though. When I get milk, it probably is combined with milk from other cows. Is my breast milk combined from milk from other women, multiple women?
It's probably just fucking Sheila the smoker.
I bet you single woman milk is more expensive.
I'm on grass-fed.
It's a pretty simple.
Dude, if you donate, how do you know it's like safe?
Well, this is how it works. It's just pretty simple. You order your breast milk donor test. There's like a test that you take.
I'm so pissed I have this in my history now.
Right? you send an email. You have to locate your medical center for you have to test your own milk. They come back with the medical test. You send them the medical test. Let's say your breast milk is good, not like diseased or anything. And then apparently within 48 to 72 hours, you can get their fucking milk.
How much is it?
They're probably gonna hide.
Is it case
clever.
By case?
No,
I'm seeing.
Where is it? Look.
I'm looking.
God,
I'm trying
know.
To find.
I want
it
like 2% or something.
And
like
what increments do they sell it?
2% breast milk.
Is it like a couple ounces?
No,
like
2%
like
fat.
A half gallon? Is it a quart?
I want to know.
Oh, maybe it's like a classified system as well.
Yeah, it's a community. It's like Craigslist for boob milk.
So like you could really be like, oh my god, Betty's breast milk is the tits.
I
gotta get that.
It's the tits.
5-star breast milk.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Like I am an Asian 34-year-old woman and I jet ski.
Looking for person to buy my breast milk.
Yeah.
Interested? This is a serious post.
I'm sorry, my stupid baby drank most of mine. But...
Holy shit.
What?
Okay, I'm looking at the classifieds now. The title of this post is Got Milk? I do. A whole lot of it, too. Only 75 cents an ounce. And there is a picture of what appears to be either a fridge or a pantry stuffed to the gills with bags of breast
milk.
Let
me see it, please.
I hope she's not refrigerating it.
I want to know what percentage of this breast milk is sold for like actual use with babies and what is sold for creepy basement guys as per clothes.
You think they're getting off on
how does one's body make as much milk that's in that photo, Tins? That was three women of milk.
That's messed up.
It says,
you got two of them.
I am
probably been here for several days.
What did you see any prices? It says $2, but I don't know what increments that is.
75 cents an ounce is what that lady says.
Yeah, I mean, that's good money. The moms are deciding their own prices. She says,
it's the Wild West.
I have
a wild breast, if you will.
Oh.
I am a healthy
that's
mother.
A
too.
That's a
fun
ground.
Wait.
Well, wild where breast? Is the fun ground?
Wait, everyone stop
Lauren's
the podcast.
Got it, so we don't get, well, but it's to Lauren. Yeah. She's not here to defend her title. You can't rip it from her.
Dude, you can. This is it's a Game of Thrones.
What can the king run and hide then?
It's not a. It, well,
you can go to another castle.
I think
that's what the princess can do.
You can still get the crown.
No, man, you can't not be allowed to defend your title.
Oh, man.
That's not fair.
It's not on the line if she's not here.
Defend your title.
She can defend it next week.
Terrible.
No, she can't lose it.
We're gonna have
to be wrestling rules, people. She's not here.
This is like if it's wrestling rules, then this is totally like Hollywood Hulk Hogan in like 1998 when
NWO. Dude, crown gets passed.
No,
he's
fuck
not
you,
here.
Cloud.
I mean, Lauren's
Cloud.
Not here. She can't defend her time.
Fuck you, dude.
Crown,
no.
Crown time.
Shut up.
Pun equals crown.
Get out. Get out of the house.
It has exploded in the chat room. Overwhelmed. That's all I'm saying.
What does the chat room say?
RJ screaming pun crown. Pun crown!
The people demand it!
Gosh,
fuck
you,
you
have to go to Lauren's house and overthrow her then, apparently.
Dude. The King in the North.
Can we call her? Can we, like, put her on speakerphone?
King in the North.
Like, what do you have to say in defense?
I don't keep my phone in the room because it causes interference. We'll talk. Remember
I can, I can get her on the horn if, if we want to try this.
Yes. Yeah. Dan's call her. Start the start the call by saying, Lauren, first I have to tell you that Keith told Cloud, fuck you.
You know what? I'll allow it if she concedes. If she concedes her crown, I think that's a fair compromise, don't you?
If she concedes, it's sure.
I was trying to get Mark. He made a great pun.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Doesn't matter. She's not here to defend herself.
I don't even remember the pun anymore.
He made two, three good, puns, probably. So I think it's just that we feel bad.
Yeah. I'm going to preface this...
I just don't
this,
want Lauren to have it. Ever.
Prefacing this to our viewers by saying we've never done a phone call on air before, so I'm not sure exactly how this is going to sound, but you know what? We're going to try this. So we've got our stage manager, Lauren Imony, on the phone right now.
You do have her on the phone?
Probably yes. Sleeping now that I think about it. She needs to wake up for
whatever. Whatever.
Fuck it.
This is important.
She should be listening to the podcast, obviously. If she's a true stage manager.
She's probably out watching Twilight. Or
yeah, she's fucking full of shit.
Breaking blood.
If she doesn't answer, we're fucked. That's just
a vampire blood thing.
Breaking blood.
Breaking blood.
This is... God, this is so
the patient is killing me.
It's about vampires who open a meth lab.
Fucking you. Lauren, you absentee queen.
This is totally
this is how you reign? This is poor reigning of the pun queen.
Hold on, I need to record a message.
This is Tin's message.
Hey Lauren, how's it going? It's Tin's. We're actually on air right now. We're in the middle of a podcast. And we had a question for you regarding the pun crown. It's very possible the pun, you may have been dethroned during the podcast. We're not sure if it's valid, though, since you're not here. So, anyway, I guess we'll just talk to you tomorrow or something.
We'll call back.
Well, you're probably asleep at this point,
she'll
realize.
She'll get this.
But,
maybe she's just boiling some water.
If you get this within the next couple minutes and want to answer back on the podcast, feel free. But otherwise, have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Lauren.
Short live the queen.
Short live the queen.
Short live the queen.
Well, that feature went swimmingly, you guys.
I thought it was great.
Boiling some water.
It's the first ever.
Maybe we could have a sweet storyline where there are two pun crowns, and then we have to fight to the death.
There are two pun crowns.
Pun equals crown.
One's back.
Pun equals crown.
Right?
There are two. LP has one.
But it's not.
Oh, that's it. I would outlaw puns.
No, you wouldn't be able to.
Instead of marijuana. I'm not a big pun guy. I don't think in puns necessarily.
So
if I had to pick between having
I don't think puns happen.
Or puns.
So prevalent.
I would say that puns do drive men to rape. I would say that puns...
Wow.
Tears apart families.
Yeah.
Makes people lazy.
Can kill you.
Run amok.
They're addictive.
It was a study that actually said, it said alcohol was a bigger gateway drug than marijuana.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, totally.
I believe it for sure.
All right, not to change the subject dramatically, but please. I've been trying to talk about this.
What's
and
that?
Have you guys ever been to this place?
Okay.
I went there for an engagement party, and it was a bar downtown, and you walked in, and we said, hey, we're here to meet these people, and they looked at their list, and they said, no, I'm sorry, we don't have them here. So we're like, what the fuck, this is the right place. So we look at the invitation again, and you have to give them a password. And I can't remember what it was now, but we said this.
Is this in Milwaukee? Is that
no? It was down. It was like in the Loop here.
Huh.
What?
And the hostess pressed a button on her little counter, and this bookshelf opened up, swung open, and there was this whole new bar.
Spy bar.
Just private. Is that what it's called?
There's one in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Spy bar, and
it was
like
crazy.
A club.
It wasn't a club. It was just like it was like a speakeasy.
Like
was,
shit happens randomly while you're there. I heard like stools will like move and
That was in Milwaukee. That's what I was there.
Yeah, I went to that one.
Hated it. Fucking couldn't stand it.
Really?
Because I was just in a terrible mood because If you haven't been, the Spy Bar, it's like a literal it's speakeasy, safe easy. That's what I call it. Whatever.
Safe house in the
world. It's hidden. It's literally hidden.
Yeah, it's a in red an alley with a lamp.
And you, so it's very difficult to find. I was on a very tight schedule, and we were both very hungry. And we couldn't for the life of us find this fucking place. And I was just getting frustrated.
It was really easy for me to find because there was a giant line.
Oh, yeah.
Of all these people who knew the secrets. That would have been very helpful.
And then just everything was just like a mystery. And I was just not. It was definitely me. I was not in the mood to be tricked. And I went to the exact wrong place because there was all was trickery.
I'm having self esteem issues. I'm going to go to Ed DeBevers.
Oh man, there was one moment where I was just like, I was like so pissed off at everything and annoyed at everything, and then and I'm sitting at the bar, and then all of a sudden, my chair, I'm like literally going, like I just can't believe I'm just annoyed a little about what's going on here. And as I'm saying it, my chair slowly starts to sink into the ground, like on a it's mechanical, it's on purpose, but it just slowly starts to go straight to the ground.
Dude, I wish it was quicksand. I wish that was the trick. You just slowly start to sink.
It couldn't have been
quicksand.
More perfectly annoying.
I did not see that when I was there. The DJ, we're dancing, there's like this curtained off area, but like bead curtains, and like and there's a magician bartender telling jokes, and like, it's great.
Of course you loved it.
I don't know if I like the idea of a magician bartender.
He was really
I don't
fun.
Have time. Is it this bar?
Give me my beer.
Spy Bar on Franklin? I'm looking up right
but
now.
But wouldn't you rather guess where the red ball is, Scott? Is it in your left hand? Here's your beer, sir.
With a shitty magician bartender.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't have time for
good.
This.
Right?
Sometimes you just want to eat and have a good time. You don't want to be tricked. Scott knows what
Why
I'm talking about.
Why
didn't
you go to a different bar, though?
That's what you do in Milwaukee. That was the thing. Everyone's like, go to the spot. Thing. Go to this thing. This is what you do.
The safe house.
The safe house. Go in.
What you do at the end of a day of like a lot of fun things in Milwaukee. Water parks. Golf.
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 Golf. And lots of other things. You know, I personally am not much of a golfer.
Oh, huh?
Well, not with that backswing.
But you have those golf clubs.
Yeah, see, well, I like the game of golf. It's just, I never go out there as much as I'd like to, because...
You go once a month.
Yeah, but it's not as much as I'd like to. Uh-huh. My game's just not as good as it could be, you know?
It seems to me, like, and I could be wrong here, but it seems to me that you could use some of...
Cloud's golf tips!
Zoom!
Whee! Head on down to my secret alleyway. Look for the door with the AstroTurf on it. Open it up, you'll find the receptionist lady. And if you know the passcode, you'll be led through the door with the bookcase. There I'll be waiting to give you the real tip.
Clouds golf tips.
It's like a tip off.
Bullseye.
I think you forgot that you had to do golf tips. That's why I can usually tell how long. Because this one was based off of what we were just talking about. Usually it's a lot further back about what we're talking about.
It's very golfy.
I mean, it was golfy.
No, it was a perfect golf tip.
It was mostly about golf.
I just don't think you were ready.
I want to know what the real tip is. I'm going to try to find this place. Will you be there tonight? Because, like, you're here now.
All
I have to go meet you.
I don't know. I don't feel like being tricked.
I just hate it.
You know, folks, this podcast is recording live Monday, July 16th, 2012, which means it's dropping on iTunes and at octavarius.com on Friday, July 20th, meaning if you're listening to it then, as soon as it premieres on our non-live day, we've got some very special birthday announcements.
It's premiering on Moon Landing Day.
It's premiering on Dark Knight Rises Day, yes.
Oh, yeah. So, happy birthday, Carlos Santana.
Happy birthday, Billy Mays.
He's dead.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still his
happy
birthday.
Happy death day.
Happy birthday, Cormac McCarthy, author.
Happy birthday, Terry Irwin, wife of Steve Irwin.
Oh, Terry.
Happy birthday, Vitamin C, the singer.
Oh, graduation.
Happy birthday, Omar Epps.
Oh, damn
don't
it,
think I forgot
mine.
About you.
That was mine. Happy birthday, Mike Kearnty of All American Rejects guitar fame.
Happy birthday, Chris Cornell, Soundgarden singer who wrote Spoon Man.
Wow. You know, oh, I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, Giselle, the supermodel, the Brazilian supermodel's birthday.
Giselle Bündchen.
1980.
You know, we have a lot of great birthdays today, but as you know, every time somebody is born, another must die.
That's the rule.
That's the rule. And so, unfortunately, we have some very sad news, and to the family, friends, and fans, and just the acquaintances of Bruce Lee.
Oh, poor
I'm
Bruce.
Sorry for your loss.
Well, I'm so sorry for Bruce's family.
But it's been a while. So.
No, they're still
hurt not long enough.
Yeah, it's still
not long
he
enough.
He should have died way before he did.
Fucking prick.
Yeah.
He was living a dangerous life.
That he was.
Fuck.
Are you looking for more deaths?
I'm trying to.
Yeah,
look for
I'm looking. Oh.
I don't know any of these fucking people.
I'm gonna move on. I'm moving on.
No.
Moving on.
No, look,
three,
one.
Two, one.
Travis Kemp, dancer teacher.
Nice.
What?
I'm glad I stopped for it. This brings us just about to the end of the podcast, everybody. But before we go, let me remind you that this Sunday, well, there is a Comedy Sports show, well, an Octavarius show at Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont, in sunny Chicago, Illinois, just as there is every Sunday at 7. But this Sunday is going to be our sneak easy theme. Mm-hmm. I mean, lizard exposition. So bring your lizard apparel.
Thanks again for everyone who came to the Batman vs. Batman show.
And thank you to everyone who's been watching our super successful Batman video. Unlikely quotes from Batman, The Dark Knight Rises.
All 60,000 of you. Boops,
boops, and boops, growing. Boops.
And as always, thank you to everybody who likes us on Facebook and follows us on Twitter. We are at Octavarius. And with that, we are just about out of time. But
oh, there's a perfect number of us. Just kidding.
Well, I guess we have no choice but to do some of Octavarius's eight words of wisdom.
In honor of Nick Magula.
Zoom!
Milk
is
very
expensive.
So,
Bruce!
Or
die.
This has been Octavarius' eight words of wisdom.
Man, but cool could have just schooled us.
Is it Bruce or die?
Yeah. Oh my god, I had my first pop chip the other day.
Did Are you serious?
What, did it almost strangle you from the inside?
It was awful. It was worse than eating styrofoam.
Did it taste healthier?
No, I didn't. I ate one and threw them away.
Which one did you have?
The barbecue?
At the cheddar
oh,
one
that's
was
one
the
of the better ones.
I loved
oh,
when we would.
I like the salt and pepper
bad.
Ones.
We should review products that we hate again.
We should just do that in general.
That
we should always. Everyone should have to bring a new product to the podcast. We all try it together and react to it.
That's
that.
Called Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. It's a successful podcast
Let's
already.
Steal the idea and do it okay.
All right. That is going to do it for us, everybody. Until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone!
Bye!
Octavarius time.
Now, I should have said this during the famous death.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time.
First lady
close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.